You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 24, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Kentucky State Trooper Myron Jackson is facing multiple lawsuits alleging abuse of authority and obstructing governmental operations. Kristen Johnson, a mother of three, filed a lawsuit against the Kentucky State Police following a July 31, 2024, traffic stop involving her mother. Johnson was arrested after she came outside her home to inquire about her mother's stop. The lawsuit claims Trooper Jackson ordered her back inside and arrested her for obstructing governmental operations and resisting arrest when she began recording the incident from her porch. Trooper Jackson had initially pulled over Johnson's mother for what he believed were expired tags, which were not expired. Kentucky law defines obstructing governmental operations as intentionally hindering a governmental function, requiring a physical act or threat that directly hinders a government function. Johnson's actions, including recording from her porch, are generally protected under constitutional rights, raising questions about the application of the obstruction charge against her. The lawsuit details allegations of excessive force by Trooper Jackson. Body camera footage shows Johnson coming outside to see what was happening, to which Jackson responded, "Hello, go back inside for me." Johnson claims Jackson grabbed her wrists, forced her hands behind her back, and placed her in handcuffs after she asserted her right to record. The lawsuit alleges that Jackson yanked Johnson's arm, causing her to fall onto gravel, and that she was dragged while handcuffed, resulting in scrapes and bruises. Johnson also claims Jackson pushed her on her hands and knees into the back of his patrol vehicle without seatbelting her. Johnson's lawsuit against Trooper Jackson and Trooper Jason Briscoe includes allegations of constitutional rights violations, specifically violations of her First and Fourth Amendment rights. The First Amendment protects freedom of speech, including the right to record police activity, while the Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches and seizures, including false arrest. Other allegations include battery, malicious prosecution, false arrest, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The Kentucky State Police, KSP, is facing multiple lawsuits and has acknowledged internal investigations regarding alleged misconduct by its troopers. Recent events indicate ongoing issues with excessive force and wrongful actions. KSP has launched an internal investigation into the incident involving Johnson, which is critical for transparency and accountability. A former Kentucky State Trooper of the Year is at the center of a federal lawsuit and indictment after multiple allegations of excessive force. Three current or former KSP troopers have been indicted for allegedly beating people and using unreasonable force. Two current troopers involved in the indictments were suspended effective March 4th, pending the outcome of the criminal case. KSP has stated its commitment to upholding high standards, but these incidents suggest systemic issues within the department. Body camera footage is relevant to incidents involving KSP troopers, particularly in cases of alleged excessive force. While the content of the footage related to Johnson's case is not detailed, it is noted that a sergeant reviewed it. Johnson's mother called 911 during the incident and spoke with Sergeant Briscoe, who reviewed the footage but did not intervene in the arrest, raising questions about the interpretation of the footage. The lawsuits against the Kentucky State Police and its troopers are ongoing, with no specific timelines for resolution. KSP stated they are unable to comment further on Johnson's case due to the ongoing legal matter. The lawsuit against the indicted KSP trooper is also ongoing, with the trooper facing up to 25 years in prison for federal charges. The legal process can be lengthy, involving discovery, motions, and potentially trials. The outcomes of these lawsuits could lead to financial damages for the state and policy changes within KSP. The resolution of these cases will be closely watched by the public, especially those concerned about police accountability. The provided search results do not explain what constitutes probable cause for arrest in Kentucky, or detail how Johnson's arrest might have failed to meet this standard. The lawsuit alleges false arrest, implying a lack of probable cause. Probable cause requires officers to have sufficient reason to believe a crime has been committed, protecting citizens from arbitrary arrests. Copyright, African Elements.